The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Dear listeners of KSCO Radio, because what I am about to tell you will definitely affect our radio station, I want to share part of this letter of protest which I and others are sending to Senator Mitch McConnell, Minority Leader of the U.S. Senate. It's about a despicable stealth effort by President Obama and other liberals to destroy conservative talk radio. And here are the salient facts in the letter. Dear Senator McConnell, thank you for opposing reinstitution of the Fairness Doctrine, which would have unfairly taken a conservative talk radio off the air. Today, however, I want to call your attention to a stealth effort by the Federal Communications Commission, also known as the FCC, designed to accomplish the same thing as the old Fairness Doctrine. An effort is underway to impose a policy called localism on local radio station owners, the goal to intimidate them into dropping talk show hosts like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, G. Gordon Liddy, Mark Levin, etc., and after that they may try to silence local talk hosts like me. It's clear from the actions of the FCC that their intent is to threaten radio station owners with the loss of their license if they do not follow the wishes of their new community adversary boards. These boards will, of course, be filled with folks who are unfriendly to conservative talk radio. Clearly, such actions border on blackmail and should have no place in our American society. Although sneaky, these actions by the FCC are designed to silence all opposition to the Obama administration by circumventing the Congress through the initiation of administrative action, and these actions are exactly what Obama wants. One wonders why Obama allows himself to be so intensely worried about conservatism that he must legally destroy it. Doesn't that show his socialism cannot compete even in our free society? President Obama needed only 3 votes from the 5-member FCC to shut down conservative talk radio, and he just got it. And that is why I think you should know what is going on. Legally, I believe we will finally prevail because with 41 votes in the Senate, the Republican Party can block FCC funding and force the president and his new FCC chairman to back off their plan to silence all opposition to their socialist schemes. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.